Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Tiny's Daf Yutches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Shlishi is storing Aloch Zayin in the top of Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Ma'isa Shiyordu Skenim Yerushalayim La'orayim. The Skenim went from Yerushalayim to their cities, but they saw something that goes through Tiny's L'Sheniro Kimloi Pitanu Shidofrin Be'ashkelon. Shidofrin, as mentioned before, is the dryness that comes from wind, and they saw a little bit of grain that was affected by a Shidofrin in Ashkelon. How much? The size of pita that goes into an oven. Though it goes to Tainis Lemocha, the goes to Tainis the next day, Al She'ochu Ze'imim Shdei Tinoikis Bevayadin, that wolves came and ate two babies in Evayadin. Not because they actually ate the babies, but they were seen. Like what I was going to explain. So the Gemara, Adode Adba Omad Bemekunos, when they did the Gzeira, because there was the size of an oven of the Shidofoin, that was because it was all in one place. If there will be Shidofoin, small amounts that will be scattered around, even less than that, you do a tinis. Speak about the wolves. When the Mishnah says that they didn't actually eat the babies, but they were seen, what does it mean seen? They saw the wolves running after the babies. They were seen in a place they were not supposed to be. They went into a place of residence of humans, and that was a reason to call a tinis. Halacha ches zok the Mishnah. V'aleilu mitriim b'Shabbos, the following you do a straw even on Shabbos. A straw on Shabbos means without a shofar, but there's davening on Shabbos, we'll see in a moment. Aliyushi kifu a goyim, if a city is surrounded by goyim, oinor, or a river is overflowing around the city, v'ala sfino amitarefas bayam, or there's a boat which is about to drown in the sea. V'yisorim le'ezra avaloi le'tzoko. They daven each one individually for Ezra, but they don't make a gathering, make a tzoka, make a lot of noise on Shabbos. Even on Dever, they do this, which was even a plague. Did not agree they do that on Shabbos. So they say, what do they say? Aneini Hashem Aneini. That's the only thing they can say. So the Mishnah argues on Rav, because it says, it says you can't do a tzoko. Even tzoko. Mashma more than a neni Hashem a neni. So when Levi ben Tzitzi bo agaisus leiru, the armies came to the city. Not a sevatoi v'ol l'rish agag, he took a sevatoi, went up to the roof. Omar riboyin ha'ilomim, ein in batalis chadu milo min adin sever ha'raiso. It was mevatil of one thing from this sevatoi, if I didn't keep the sevatoi fully, so then ya'alunun, so then let these armies come into the city. V'in lav yezunun, if I kept the Torah, make them go away. Yad is bound, v'lo yishtakon. Right away they looked for them, and they were not there, they left. Talmidei Avad Ken, he had a Talmid who did the same thing. Yavash yadei v'ozlun loin. His hand dried out, but the soldiers left. Meaning, his tefillah was moil, but the fact that he had such a chutzpah to come and say, I kept the whole Torah, caused his hand to dry. Talmidei Avad Ken, the next generation, no Talmid did that. Lo yavash yadei, nothing happened to his hand. V'lo yozlun loin, and the soldiers did not leave. Someone who's a fool does not get hurt. A dead part of the body doesn't feel when a needle goes into it. Meaning, the third generation, his hand did not dry out because he's so far away to come and say, I kept the whole Torah cool. It doesn't make any effect at all. Every terrible thing that comes to the tzibur, you do a straw. Chutz miroiv kshamim. Except if it's too much rain, then you don't daven for that. Ma'isa shom ulechoydim agel. Ispala sheyaduk shamim des. Tell choydim agel, we need rain. Omalem tzehu v'achnisu tanuri psochim b'shul shleimoko. Says, take the ovens where you bake Pesach. We'll see in the Gemara, it was right before Pesach. Take it into the house, because soon rain is going to come, and all these ovens will melt down. Ispala v'loyaduk shamim. Daven, rain did not come. Og ugo, he made a circle. Stood inside. Your children are relying on me. I'm like someone who's been biased by you. I'm doing a shvur, and I'm moving from here until you have mercy on your children. So rain started coming down. But a little bit of rain. I want a lot of rain that fills up the pits. Came a lot of rain. I want rain that breaks things. I want rain that is rotzon bracha v'nedava. Yordu ketiknam, came rain in a normal way. Ad sheol yisro miyushalayim, Harabais b'yak shomim. There was so much rain, they left. Am Yisrael went to your Harabais to cover themselves with the rain. Also, we'll see in the Gemara. You daven for the rain to come. Now please daven for them to stop. Go check if the Evan HaToyim, the big rock in Yerushalayim, where they announced an Avedo, did that melt out. As long as that did not melt out, I'm not daven for the rain to stop, meaning we're not davening for the rain to stop, as we'll see more about it in the Gemara. So the Gemara of Yoinosh, Shimon, Barbob, Shabichanon, Dover Shev Shal, Chaloimar, Alav, Dai, Hibrocho. So referring to the pasuk that says the rekeisach in brocho ad beli dai, was ad beli dai, that you will not say dai. Meaning the real brocha is when you're really satisfied and happy with it. You're not saying for it to stop. Continues David Chesman base. Rabbi of Chalber of Abba by Eloi b'Shem Rav ad sheiv lelu siv sasechem ilman dayenu brocha dayenu brocha. Rashi comes to argue. No, brocha means I give you so much brocha that you say please stop, and that's because it's still considered to be a brocha. Bring in your ovens so it won't melt. Tells you there was no rain the entire winter. It was beyond before Pesach. That's where they had the ovens of Pesach out. The tani can be a stream bait someone called Amo Lemitra Vanochas Loin. This is a quote from Megillas Tainis that on 20th of Adar they daven for rain. So that's the story of Chodim Agal. That's when it happened, that story. Continues the Gemara when he spied Valero Dukshar in the beginning. Chayim Agel Davin rain did not come. He didn't come with a nova. He told everybody there will be rain and the ovens will melt. He was a grandson of the original Chayim Agel. So when was he? Somich lechurban beis mikdasha. He was there in the end of Bais Rishon, right before the churban. Nafag l'tur legabi parayla. He went to the mountain to check on his workers. How do Tomon nachas mitro? When he was there, rain comes. So the grandfather Chayim Agel goes into a cave. Min yosiv nom v'domich lehi. He, as he's there, he fell asleep. V'ovad shakia b'shnasei shuvim shenim. He was sleeping for 70 years. What happened during the 70 years, Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav, and it was rebuilt 70 years later. He woke up after the second Beis HaMikdash was built. After 70 years, he wakes up, means Shtosi from his sleep. He goes out from the Me'orah, he sees the world changed. Zavir, the corner, they have a carmen, there was vineyards. Avi the Zaisin, now they're doing olive trees over there. Sivari Dab Zaisun Avido Zaru, a place where they're planting before olive trees. Now they planted grain. Sholim Dinoso, Omali Makolobam. He asked the people of the country, what's going on now in the world? Omali Veloyo At Yoda Makolobam, you don't know what's going on? Omali Loi? They said, I don't know anything that's going on. Omali Manat, who are you that you don't know what's going on? Omali Choyam Agal, I'm the Choyam Agal that disappeared 70 years ago. There was a Chodim Agel. They said that when he used to go into the Azorah, he used to light it up. So he went into the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, and he really lit up when he came in. Korel Gamei, he called on himself the Pasuk, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, we were like in a dream. I mean, the whole Golus Bavel was like a dream, and that's exactly what happened to Chodim Agel. During the entire Golus, he was sleeping in the cave. Going back to the story of the grandson of Chodim HaMe'akel. So it started a little grain coming down. They said, you know what, there's a little rain? Because he said, I'm not leaving until there's rain. So he told, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him some rain. I want a lot of rain. The amount of rain was like coming out of a barrel. It was huge amounts of water. They went from Yerushalayim to Harabais. There was a roof in Harabais, and that's why they left there. The houses were made out of clay, so they were afraid it's going to melt from the rain, it's going to fall down. So they went to Harabais. It says like this in the Brayso, that the Arabais was Satyr refers to a bench that has a roof on it. So two rows of benches with roofs. So you see there was a roof in Arabais. So he told them, please tell them for the rain to stop. Let's see if Evan HaToyim melted. What is Evan HaToyim? Anybody who lost something, have a nusla mitavan. He would go pick it up from there. Anybody who found something, have a ma'ivel at the one you brought to there. That was the place to find the whole idea of Hashava Saveda. Is it impossible for this big, very large rock to melt? So also the rain, you can't ask the rain to stop. Bring me a calf for Kshlomim, and I'll do a video on it. He brought the power of his stomach to Yodo. He put 2 hands on it. He gave bad to your children. They couldn't stand it. Give good to your children. Again, they can't hold on to it too much. It's too much for them. Bring revocha, which is the middle ground. And the way it comes out of the Korban Aido, he says thank you in the past. So he can also ask, like, by the way, also to stop the too much rain that's going on right now. Miad Noshua Ruach, right away the wind came, and his Basra Ovim, and the clouds were moved away. Vizorcha Chamo, the sun was shining, Viniz Nagnava Oritz, and the land dried, Viyotsu Motsu Midborim Alekveim, found the desert full of mushrooms. Shogar Blazer, Mimatamit Polim Alekshom Sheikhulam. The Torah Blazer, when can you damn it to Hashem to stop the rain? Only Kadishiodom Oyd Bekarina Oifel, in a very high place, Omishakshik Israglov, Pinochol Kidron, and he can put his feet into the river of Kidron, meaning it's never going to happen because it has to be that the river will overflow until the top of that very high place. That's what the Gemara says. We know there will never be a mabul, and the whole place will be full of water. Matam, what's the source? Kimei noyach zoisliyesh anishbati me'avor minoach or delarat. Hashem says, I did a shvuah, there'll be no minoach, there'll be no mabul in the world. So you'll never have that much of rain. So you don't daven for rain ever, because we never ask for rain to stop unless there's a real mabul in the world. With this, we conclude, Yushalmi Tainis Dav Yud Ches.